Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Deborah Fine is here. Deborah's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 15 years she's been hanging out with us. How about that, folks? She is a leading expert in the area of communicating, talking to each other. She's the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. That's one of her books. And she's been helping us put our best foot forward in the marketplace for all these years. And she's going to have some sage wisdom and leadership and focus and perspective for us as we have our visit today, as she's been doing now all these years. Deborah Fine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. And hello to your audience, this wonderful group of people who all small business. And what we're all going through right now is the uncertainty and that we have to, as you said, put the best foot forward that we possibly can.
You're in Colorado. What are you seeing in Colorado these days? What's happening today in Colorado?
Well, last night, our governor, late yesterday afternoon, he basically shut down everything except banks, grocery stores.
When you say the governor shut things down, what did he say? How did that come across? I mean, did he recommend it or did he declare?
No. It's the law. He invoked whatever privilege he has as governor. He must have it. I mean, I didn't research that.
I don't know. Yeah, this is disturbing to hear you say things like that.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Jim, and I don't like to bring too much personal in, but our son-in-law and daughter own a craft brewery in Denver and actually survived on the pro sports, which that was over about a week ago.
Right.
And conventions, which, of course, that ended about a week ago.
Right.
But last night, yesterday afternoon, the governor said, after 8 p.m. last night, you could not be any gathering place. And he specifically said restaurant, bar, and he went on from there, gymnasium or fitness center, da-da-da. I don't care if you only accommodated 10 people at a time. You were closed. So
what?
Our son-in-law and daughter is
they're out of business.
They've been closed. Well, they're out of business. I mean, I hope this doesn't hurt your feelings, but they probably don't listen to your show.
Little
kids. You can help, under
you
can, two. You know, you can so help that's them. Okay,
yeah,
right?
I got it. Yeah.
It's only 6 a.m. here. So,
right.
but I'll say this out loud: is that, you know, and this is what we all, communication is such an important thing, and putting your best foot forward is, I'm very proud of my son-in-law, got on the phone yesterday morning when rumor had it that the governor was going to do something like this,
right?
And he got on the phone with the landlord, and he basically, you know, did whatever he did, and so at least for the next 2 months, he's not paying rent.
Right.
We're all going to have
to do things like that, I think, to help each other out.
And you have to ask for what you want.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what our interview – you have to ask for what you want. You can't be a victim. And that isn't to say that he doesn't have to pay health insurance for his family and groceries and all that other stuff. I'm just – that's one nut. He had to lay off his whole staff. So everybody had to do that in Colorado. So and this is – you know, my husband and I are
– And this is still ski season in Colorado. I mean, this
is. Oh, no. The governor closed.
I know, but I'm saying this is not only ski season. This is spring break ski season.
Yeah, exactly
this,
right.
We're in the middle of a 6-week period during which the Coloradans, many Coloradans, make their year.
Oh, absolutely. We depend on people like you to, not that you would snowboard, Jim, but ski.
Don't be so presumptuous,
yeah,
Missy.
I know. I didn't know if you knew what snowboarding was. That's around the country. I mean, except for my books, you know, people may read my books now, but I'm officially out of business for a while because I'm a professional speaker.
You're a speaker.
I speak at conferences. Yeah. And
So here's my question, though.
Come on.
I have a real hard time. See, this is where I'm crossing over into the resistance part of this. I've been trying to be philosophical and have perspective on this. On this and what's going on right now. One of the things I'm starting to say is that this reminds me of Y2K, meaning that we fixed it so well that we'll never know if we overreacted or not, because we did it.
Right.
And so, in other words, we don't know how bad it could have been because we fixed it. We could do that in America. We could fix this so well that we won't know how ugly it could have been. That's possible. And so I'm at that point in being philosophical about what we're dealing with, the abruptness of this. But on the other hand, it really bothers me that a governor thinks they can shut down a business, like they can shut things down like that, that they think they have the power to do that. Here's my question. Is he going to have the power to make your son, your daughter and son-in-law pay their taxes when they don't have the money to do that? Is he going to have the power to demand that?
I don't know. Supposedly,
the problem with politicians is they play chess and the world. I mean, they play checkers and the world is a chess game. What do you think?
Yes, I mean, the whole thing is flabbergasting. You know, I mean, what have you done in your life to quote unquote quarantine yourself?
I haven't.
Have you limited? You haven't. So no. You haven't limited contact with people.
I have a small business. And most of my work is virtual, but I live a life. I will say that my Rotary Club didn't meet yesterday.
Oh yeah, I'm in Rotary too.
They canceled Rotary for months. My church is suspended. Is suspended congregate meetings. I know that's happened.
Right.
But you know what happened?
Voluntarily.
But we still paid the restaurant for the meal that we didn't eat yesterday. We're going to do it next week too. We're going to write them a check.
Wow, that's great.
That's what we need to do.
Will the service people see any of that?
I think so, because I know the people. But I'm just saying that if you do that if people will help out for small business, and it's not charity and it's not socialism, it's what we do for partners.
I agree with that completely.
If you think a community small business is not your partner, you're mistaken.
Well, because we all need each other, for sure.
That's right.
I mean, and this morning, as a matter of fact, you're my first, because it's 6 in the morning where I am, so you're my first task.
Yeah.
And my second task is posting on social media where we went down and we picked up food from Eric's restaurant yesterday because he's trying to make some kind of a living doing drive-up, pickup, because you are allowed to do that.
We need to do that.
So I'm going to be posting that on anything I can.
We need to do that for each other. We've got to do that. That's one thing we have to do. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back with Deborah Fine after the break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.